next morning?
No dinner.
They're eating quite a great story, big, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it looks good. And the time starts. It'll be interesting to see. Right, the new day did set up last night. Because there was something, some mention of it on one of the television things. Using daily news as a service. And the Bureau obviously was in it a hell of a lot more than they told you because they put out that whole story. There was no discussion of what they were going to say at the time you were talking to the position, that what they had already said was in the paper.
About the construction, but they were ordered to be struck.
And the grave was told, not that he was ordered to destroy it, but that he was told
I should not
see the light of day at that point.
Well, I insisted that's what he was told.
And
what
was
on the basis of the
sale. Well, I think that's consistent with what Dean said. That is a familiar line. That's the kind of thing Dean would say. Now, this is terrible stuff that should never see the light of day.
Which doesn't mean destroy it all.
That is what Dean meant. I honestly believe it wasn't. This is one
that
I have
nothing
to do with, but
Dean.
But Dean on that one, and I have no reason to defend Dean on anything anymore.
But Dean had a Dean there. Did he put out a statement?
Apparently not. Well, he put out the story.
No, but did he react to the story?
Apparently not.
To the idea of destruction.
But they've got the thing in it of the Earlman saying you live across the river, throw the goddamn things in the river.
Yep.
Which Dean had to put out. And then there's that other story that is obviously also a Dean story. That, you know, met on the 20th and we all agreed to go down with the ship or something.
What was that?
I don't know.
You remember Dean came in on the 21st. I'm not questioning it at all, except that on the 21st, but I wondered if there was any discussion. I remember you said he should come in and talk to me, or somebody said he should come in and talk to me. So
well, I think maybe there was a meeting on the 20th when we said that he should give you a complete bill on the thing. That's quite possible.
Yeah.
But I don't... Any agreement that we would all go to jail or something was never...
Well, there's no chance. It's up to him.
That's something he agreed to, anyway.
Been able to reflect anymore on his trump card, whether he's reading the conversation about the bedroom.
No, I just don't know. I don't think he has. I don't know. Maybe he has a trump card, right? Yes,
no, he doesn't come with that, I suppose, for him. Here's where we talk when you were in the office, while you were both in the office. Of course, it's privilege, but basically, you were in the office for a great part of the time, at least part of the time you were in the conversation, discussed the problem, and did not end up in any way indicating that I should go out and get the money.
No.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you didn't.
You discussed blackmail, right? You discussed it was wrong, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't work if it's going to continue down this road. There are still some of them, at least that I've noticed. Of course, we were considering the problem.
No, not really. I mean, you were running out of strength. That's the way you got to look at it.
Oh, that's true.
You were running out of strength. See where
it all went.
You're asking his recommendations. You recommend this, if you recommend that.
Yeah. That turns out to be his trump card. I have good fortune, at least, of having total abuse.
Which is good. Which is good.
Yeah. I guess, curious of those. The only problem about this recorder business. I mentioned that to Ron. He said, oh, right.
Obviously, it's a possibility, but it's so remote as to be really beyond.
Suppose if we had one consideration, suppose if we had one, it would be put it on the term of destruction. Yeah.
Well, it'd be a pose some problems, no question. But I think we could get...
I can explain what you're trying to do.
Move all the water to stop that being put out. That's a hell of a move. Take out of the head. You know, he didn't come in for that purpose. That's why I don't think even if he were capable of coming in here with a tape recorder to have a meeting with you and record it, that wouldn't have been the meeting he would have decided to do that in. Because that was his approach to that meeting was not for that purpose. He intended to do the talking. He didn't expect you to do the talking. He had nothing to gain from recording.
There are other times when he might have had things. He wanted to get my reaction.
Some of us or something. Yeah. But he wasn't working in that direction at that time.
That's true.
He was just barely starting to worry about himself at that point. It was the first glimmer of a thing where he was beginning to think he might be in trouble.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, sir.
I'm going to go to a staff meeting.
Hey, sorry. Did you do your... is Henry going to do these questions?
Yeah. But he doesn't have to do this.
But I ask you. Any more thoughts to moving in the grave than the Robin's house thing? I wonder if you discussed that with John.
I haven't yet.
So I was wondering if you could have any comments on I think moving on grades is very important so that he doesn't have to.